Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us down at the tunnel. And coach, that was some big 2 points your team got tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. Absolutely. We've said so many times, every point in this league is huge. So to get that extra point tonight was big. And you know what? We've also said this before. When you win a shootout, it feels like you win the game. And when you lose it, you feel like you lost the game. Because in that handshake line, it looked like a lot of Ohio State players felt like they lost that game. So that's a good thing.
It was a very physical game. Did you have any... I mean, like, there were moments where I couldn't believe how physical it was getting. I'm not going to get in trouble by mentioning the officiating, but how is the healthier team after such a physical game?
Yep, we're
okay, good.
Good.
Got outshot tonight, but your team was in it every second of play. I know some big plays after they struck first, Paige Beebe would answer. What a great setup there by Claire DeGeorge. Two freshmen connecting on that first goal. DeGeorge just has a way with getting up and down the ice, and a great big play there. That line just looked solid again tonight.
Yeah, certainly a big goal to answer there, the one they had. I was impressed with Ohio State. I thought they were out. They were quicker than us, especially in that first period. I thought they were second quick in us on their forecheck, and consequently they had the puck in our zone quite a bit, and that's a credit to them. But I didn't think we were anywhere near at our best tonight, Kelly, and we talked about that. The team agreed, but I thought we were gritty and gutty when we needed to be. I thought we had a real solid first 12 minutes of that third period, obviously the shootout kind of speaks for itself. But we were not at our best. We still were. We were able to come up with 2 points, and now we got an opportunity to come out and be a lot better hockey team tomorrow with an opportunity to get 3 more points.
Sylvia Merle got her first career goal. She's a junior. I asked Emily Berglund during that second intermission what it was like to see her teammate from both high school and college finally get her first collegiate goal. And Bergie said she was more excited than Sylvia was. How fun was it to see?
It was great, obviously. You could see it was a pretty emotional embrace for those two when she came to the bench. And, hats off to Sylvia. She works hard. She's a great teammate. She every chance she gets, she goes out there and she does the best she can. And, what a great play. She got in front of the net and deflected a shot from Mack. So certainly a big goal for us at the time.
I'm going to start calling Haley Mack the Flash because she is awfully fast. And that shorthanded goal was just as beautiful as they come, Coach. You don't see many shorthanded goals, especially against a fifth-ranked team. But that was huge by Haley Mack, wasn't it?
Oh, outstanding, yeah. It was just a great play by her. She's going against an All-American goalie, and it was a sweet play. It was just an all-around heads-up play by the other players on the ice to see her, and no question, she's got some incredible wheels.
What's it going to take to beat this Buckeye team tomorrow with 3 points?
Well, it's going to be a complete effort. We've got to get good goaltending. We've got to be solid in our end. I think just overall, we need to come out and compete a lot harder right from the drop of the puck. And, our motto's got to be we got to outwork our opponents. And, we need to do that for a full 60.
Coach, good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the pregame show.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
It.